Track 5. Mia Hansen is recreating the entire Bayeux tapestry, stitch by stitch and night by night, as an epic embroidery project.
Just under 1,000 years ago, a group of English women began embroidering an epic tale of war and invasion. By the time they finished their story of 1066 and all that, it stretched for 70 metres, and from Saxon England through the Battle of Hastings to the Norman conquest of Britain. Today it is world famous as the Bayeux Tapestry. And in a family living room, another Bayeux Tapestry is taking shape. This year, Mia Hansen hopes to reach the halfway point of an astonishingly ambitious 10-year project to create her own Bayeux tapestry. Midway through 2026, she hopes to have sketched every design, embroidered every stitch, and sewn together every panel, even faithfully copying the mistakes she finds. Mia, of Wisbeach, learned to embroider as a child and rediscovered her passion and skill when she joined a Viking reenactment group and began making outfits, first for herself and then for friends and clients. A few years ago, finding herself without anything to make, she cast around for a new long-term project. "I was bored and needed a creative project that I couldn't finish in a hurry," she said. When she came across someone making a half-size replica of the Bayeux tapestry, she knew what she wanted to do. "I'm not known for doing things by half. Throughout my life I've been ambitious, and if I can make something bigger and better, I will at least make an attempt. I'm not necessarily competing with others, but with myself." She is believed to be the first individual in Europe to embroider a full-size replica, and possibly just the third in the world. Her aim is to create a tapestry which will look like the original once did almost 1,000 years ago. Mia has visited the real Bayeux tapestry just once, but this was long before I had any real interest in it. If ever I went to see it again, I would be with this totally different eye, and they would struggle to get me to leave, she said. "I'd love to go again, and when it comes to the UK, I'll go and see it." Her favourite part of the process is filling in each image after having drawn and then embroidered around the outline shapes. "It's like curling in with wool, relaxing and therapeutic work while I watch TV," she said. "Horses are my favourites, until I've done several in a row, and then ships are my favourites. After stitching 2 ships or more, I long for a horse. Buildings are at the bottom of my list, with their spindly walls, bricks and roof tiles. Oh my, I hate tiles with a passion." However, she loves sharing her progress with pre-pandemic groups of local craft and history enthusiasts, and her Facebook tapestry group is followed by people all over the world. Mia grew up in Sweden and was taught to embroider by her grandmother. The Vikings brought her to Britain in that many reenactment friends, plus a childhood friend lived in London. Arriving for a fortnight's holiday, she loved it so much she decided to stay. "I was meant to stay for 6 months as a trial, but during that time I met my current partner, and here I still am, almost 18 years later," said Mia. She worked as a dementia specialist in London before moving to Wisbeach. "Originally we wanted to live in Norfolk, and we still do, but we needed to be able to afford a mortgage on one salary so I could be at home with my disabled stepson and care for him full time." Eventually she hopes someone will buy the finished tapestry. "If I can sell it for enough money to enable my partner to put his feet up, that would be awesome. Should I not manage to sell it, perhaps I can find a permanent venue where I can invite groups for talks or viewings, or having it open to the general public. Should that plan fall through though as well, I've had 10 years of fun and I'll store it in my hobby room." The family also has 2 dogs, and Mia has had to clean the occasional muddy paw print from her work. But the original is not perfect, and she has been intrigued to come across lots of mistakes. "I'm a perfectionist and a trained teacher, and curse myself for setting out to make a true replica. That means copying the original mistakes. I can't stress enough how much I would love to correct those." The tapestry has also inspired her to embark on 4 books. "I started writing Mia's Bayeux tapestry story before I even bought the fabric," she said. "It'll need some serious editing at the end, or it'll be thicker than the Bible." She's also created a colouring book of her hand-drawn Bayeux tapestry images, which is selling well and is working on a sequel. And as if I didn't have anything else to do at the moment, I've started writing a historical fiction about the seamstresses who made the original, said Mia. I'm writing it as if I was one of them, or at least lending my ideas and spirit to a couple of the characters. She still takes commissions for period clothing and sells Bayeux-style drawings on fabric for people to embroider themselves, and is hoping to be able to give talks and display her part-finished tapestry again later this year. All going well, I'll be in both Norwich and Attleborough at some point during 2021, and a few other places as well, said Mia.